W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Derek Dennis, a longtime ally of former President Trump, appearing today before a New York grand jury investigating an alleged hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Attorney Bob Costello once represented former fixer Michael Cohen.
When Costello was representing him, he says that Cohen told him he knew of no criminal activity that former President Trump was involved in any matter. And so Costello is prepared to tell that to the grand jury, and the district attorney's office has asked Cohen to be on standby for possible rebuttal.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Stocks rise on a deal for UBS to buy rival Credit Suisse, which could stabilize the global banking industry, the Dow closing up 383 points. California bracing for a 12th atmospheric river, which could bring heavy rain and snow to parts of the state. The cast of Ted Lasso visited the White House, talking to the president and the first lady about mental illness. This is ABC News. March Madness is underway, and so are the scams. Experts warn scammers are sending out mass texts offering fake contests, bracket challenges, and prizes related to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. There's a country that can now claim to have the world's happiest people.
Maybe the Finnish people should change their national anthem to this. Be happy. For the sixth year in a row, Finland has been named the happiest country on the planet. The World Happiness Report ranks global happiness in more than 150 countries based on income, health, social support, generosity, and a government free of corruption. Denmark came in at number 2, Iceland number 3. Countries that came in above the United States at number 16 include Israel, Australia, Canada, and Ireland. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Spring arrives today, and with it, the National Cherry Blossom Festival. The cherry trees are blooming early this year after one of the mildest winters on record in Washington, D.C. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Both the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court are defending some past choices. Dan Kelly advised Republicans on legal efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential race. He tells up front he did not talk to them about fake electors.
There are some media reports suggesting that I was in the middle of this idea of bringing these alternate slate of electors, when the testimony is I was not even in the loop.
Janet Protasiewicz is under fire for giving some light sentences as a Milwaukee County judge. Kelly and Protasiewicz will debate tomorrow night. That debate will be broadcast on many Civic Media radio stations tomorrow night. In sports, the Wisconsin women's hockey team are the national champions. They beat Ohio State in yesterday's title game. The Badger men's basketball team plays on in the NIT. They're at Oregon for the quarterfinals tomorrow night. Marquette's season is over. They lost yesterday to Michigan State. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on... If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Indictment Monday, happier happy hour. That would make it happy as hell up in here, Dom.
Crudy, happy Monday to you. Happy spring to our fair audience. You know, Donald Trump over the weekend, he, you know, put out on his social media site that he was going to be arrested tomorrow. And of course, I shared it. We laughed. We had a good time. We pre-celebrate because I can't wait. But then I, you know, of course, I had to pause and think because Trump lies about almost everything. So it probably won't be tomorrow. It'll probably be Wednesday. But anytime this week works with me, I'll keep my schedule open.
You seem a little too gleeful for my taste.
Really? Why?
Are we even sure? Will there be a felony charged? A, we don't know anything, right? This could all be rampant speculation ginned up by the former.
It doesn't stop, you know, the GOP, the mega crowd. We got Congressman Stile here in the state of Wisconsin and a bunch of other jackasses out there getting in front
Jim
of it.
Jordan.
Oh, Jim Jordan. Oh, this is terrible. They don't even know what the charges are. Nobody knows, but I have an idea.
Will it be a felony?
Perhaps.
If not a felony, you better not charge. That's what Crudy says. The hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And while I certainly don't want to see this guy, of any people, I don't want to see Donald Trump above the law.
Well, that's exactly what you're advocating for. Come on. What are you talking about? Really? Would you like to have a misdemeanor charge against you dropped, Crudy? I would. And the misdemeanor charges I was charged with, possession of THC, that wasn't dropped. They went forward with that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if that's what it is. That's what it is. You charge what you got. Now, to answer your question specifically, yes, if it were just a misbooking of lawyer fees when really supposed to be a payout, sure. But it was in furtherance of other fraud. It was in furtherance of election campaign violations, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this is a habit. I would imagine, again, you're talking about the guy, Alvin Bragg, who already got two convictions out of Trump organizations, right? Has a sense of how Donald Trump does his bookings. I mean, this is not an uncommon thing, but still illegal, still wrong. And when you do it to further another crime, that gives it the potential of a felony jump up.
Dominic, let me tell you why you're completely wrong on this topic, as you often are.
Please enlighten me.
And the audience, you can certainly join us in telling Tom he's wrong at 844-967-2789.
Doesn't make it so.
You may be gleeful about the prospect of any charges against the former.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
I know you are. Wrong charges, wrong lead. And here's why. If this guy is indeed guilty, let's start with the potential charges in Georgia. We've heard the Perry Mason-style smoking gun evidence. We've got clear evidence that will be damning in a court of law. We know that this guy pressured that. Find 11,780 votes. That's all I need. One more. We know what his intent was, and we can hear him on audio tape. So we've got the Fulton County case. That seems pretty extreme to me. What was he trying to do? Overturn the outcome of an election. Probably feloniously, I suspect, when the charges come. And then you've got the January 6th, Jack Smith. And, you know, let's hope the DOJ is diligently doing their job as well. I mean, you could allege that this guy not only overturned or sought to overturn the peaceful transfer of power, because that sure as hell wasn't peaceful, despite all the denials of the Ron Johnsons of the world, it got pretty violent up in there. And in fact, a lot of people, and there will be civil lawsuits, we know, Capitol cops suing the former president. But I'm talking about the criminal charges. People died. People were assaulted. There was attempted murder going on against Mike Pence and others. Those are pretty substantial charges. And if you hope to get to a conviction, I realize different jurisdictions, but if you know the guy in D.C. is about to charge homicide, and the one in Georgia is going to charge, you know, got an ironclad case of election obstruction, and yours is misdemeanor paying off a porn star, that ain't the one that's going to kill this guy's chances.
All right, now, please, let me jump in here.
Please. Tell me the wisdom of charging the payoff to the porn star first.
You charge what you charge when you got the evidence to charge, man.
5 years ago, that would have been fine.
It doesn't matter. That's where we're at right now.
Two years ago, that would have been fine.
So what is the difference? What is it about 2 years ago that could have been fine?
The guy wasn't running for president again.
So what? Doesn't matter. It's absolutely irrelevant to
the
fact.
If he was guilty, he was guilty 5 years ago.
So what? You charge it when you charge it. You know it. I know it. Crudy, I'm down. But whatever process happened, that happened. Fulton County DA Willis isn't coordinating her whether or not to, grand jury. The grand jury there is going to decide whether or not to charge the irrelevant. Doesn't matter what Alvin Bragg is doing or what Jack Smith is doing.
Sure.
And let me ask you this thing, question, Crudy. About the 11,780 votes, that damning evidence, the smoking gun, how does that change one way or the other whether or not Alvin Bragg seeks indictment? It doesn't. It does not impact Fulton County, does not impact Jack Smith with the January 6th or the secret document stuff. These are all in their own lanes, man.
Really? We all live in vacuums, and these things will never become interconnected.
Well, I mean, when they start laying down indictments one by two by three by four, they're going to have to schedule, you know, different hearings. That'll be tough. But that's up to the president, man. You bring the charges when you have the charges, when you're ready to do it. That's when you do it. Not before, not after. You don't delay for a reason, for or against. You do it when you're ready to do it.
Okay, Mr. Lovin' Alvin Bragg these days, because he's going to make you gleeful with some misdemeanor, maybe minor felony charge.
I'm not convinced that's the case. I'm hopeful of it, yes.
Okay, well, he's apparently going to indict the former president, and that makes you quite gleeful. But what he's also going to do, to my opinion, is make it more difficult to seek and obtain a conviction on the actual charges that matter.
How?
And if you, Alvin Bragg...
No, articulate that.
May
How?
I? May
Please.
I first?
Yes.
If you, Alvin Bragg, were so convinced of the criminality of his former payoff to a porn star, then drop the charges the day you get it, the day your prosecutors present them to you. We saw lead prosecutors leaving the office months ago, years ago, these charges were ripe then.
Cy Vance retired. He brought in his own crew. He did his own time. You talk about charging the president of the United States. I'm getting pretty. I'm not the former president of the United States. Apparently, that's a big deal. I don't think it is.
Now, you're waiting until the guy's about to get indicted in Fulton County and perhaps by the Department of Justice.
You do it
when you're
going
to lead out with the porn star payoff.
You have not articulated. Tell me. If you're going to tell me, and you said, yes, no, wait, I mean, let me be very specific. Does whether or not Alvin Bragg charge or not charge impact the smoking gun evidence of 11,780 votes in Georgia County? Does that change the circumstances or facts of that case? Yes or no?
How about the public opinion?
Is that
How
a yes
about
or...
the outcome publicly?
What is that a yes or
if
no, man?
If Alvin Bragg fails to get a conviction.
Don't even. Don't CJ me, man. I asked you a very simple yes or no question.
Are they related? No, they're
no,
not related.
No, right, thank
so
you.
So if you know you've got minor charges to drop and you're a prosecutor in New York and you've been sitting on it for 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years, I mean, this affair allegedly happened 8 years ago.
Well, eight,
really?
Come on, man.
Little
the,
too
the
late.
Campaign
too little
finance
too
violation
late.
Violation occurred, obviously, in 2015, 2016.
That's
right?
8 years ago. It's 2023, dude. No, I think it's too little too late. Your window closed. Now
no,
you get the hell out
not.
Of the way and you let
no.
the real crimes be charged.
So you and Crudy, I want to be clear here. If you were Alvin Bragg and you had this...
I would step aside for the betterment of the country.
You don't do that. You represent the DA of
he's
Manhattan.
He's representing himself at
he
this late hour.
He represents Manhattan, dude. He's a Manhattan DA. He's an elected position. He has his own cross to bear. If he's going to... And I don't know what goes through Alvin Bragg's head. But he got handed a folder, and maybe he saw he was concerned, maybe he was scared. It's a big undertaking, no doubt. But we're at where we're at right now, and if it was up to you, you would rather have him play politics and not charge the misdemeanor with a felony enhancer or whatever. We don't know. You'd rather have him just sit by and let other people do it. That's not how it works, man. Prosecutors aren't going to do that. If why would you do that? Because
if
you're concerned about the PR.
If you have
Are you
multiple
kidding me?
Jurisdictions. If you have multiple jurisdictions that are about to charge the same
person,
yeah, I think you wait for the more substantial charges.
Who waits?
Cross-jurisdictional investigations happen all the time, dude.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think the feds get to dictate, the feds are going to go first?
Justice delayed is justice denied, man.
Didn't
That's
tell me
I
that
think.
8 years ago, dude.
I did say eight years later,
you can't tell me this is a timely prosecution. This comes off smacking a political... politics.
What politics?
The guy's
man?
Running for president
so
right
what?
Now.
He was running for president then. It's got nothing to do with it, man. And in fact, it's very important. It's very relevant. These are related to campaign finance violations, Crudy, for a guy who's engaging in campaign
okay,
finance.
Let's assume
so
all
let's,
of this
let's
is
just
true.
Throw it aside. Oh, he's running for president. That's all the more reason you should bring it up.
Okay, because that will stop him? No. That doesn't stop him.
Doesn't, Crudy.
So what are you trying to accomplish through these misdemeanor, maybe criminal enhancer, maybe
justice,
paying
I
off
mean,
a porn star?
Crudy.
The guy's defense is, I didn't want my wife to know. You know
good
what? That's
luck
a
with
valid.
That. Good luck with that. It doesn't
that,
matter
that
whether
like
or not.
Like a fairly valid defense to
no,
many people.
No, it's not a valid defense, dude. Absolutely not. Your motivation is totally irrelevant when you're breaking the law. Oh, I had to rob the bank. I needed money for cancer medicine. You still robbed the bank, man. You can have the best
really?
Of intentions. Absolutely,
if he robbed the bank, I'd say charge the man.
Irrelevant. Absolutely
if he paid off a porn
irrelevant.
Star to keep that information away from his wife, I think that's
perhaps... campaign finance violations. You know this, man. And you sound like
oh,
you're...
Oh, really? Because the FEC looks the other way all the time, man. I'm still waiting for Scott Walker to get charged.
Really? Come on, man. I mean, Cohen the Fixer went to jail for this already. He already went to jail and got out. It's obviously a crime. The facts are known, as you know, individual number one, man. I don't know why
I'm
the
not
Department of Justice didn't do the
crime.
Same thing to Trump that they did to Cohen. I don't know why Cy Vance didn't bring it up and nail it down before he retired. And I don't know why Alvin Bragg drug his feet to this point. Maybe they're dotting their I's or crossing their T's. Apparently, people like you were afraid to charge the former insurrectionist
bastard. Oh,
don't
bastard. Even give me that
well,
BS,
what, you
want to
wait? You bring it all. You bring it all.
I'd have brought it the day
charge.
I entered office.
You bring
I would have waited 3 years.
You bring it when you're ready to charge.
3 years later. 8 years too late. Now you lost credibility, and this
he wasn't
looks
there
like a
8 years
hunt.
Ago. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Join us.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Right to jail, right away.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 25. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, high of 38. Cloudy, overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday with highs in the mid 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times and highs in the low 40s on Thursday. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Crudy, before we get to the Lions, I want to throw this out there for your consideration, your ponderance.
Please irritate me further.
Of the eight-year BS you're spewing. Number one, Office of Legal Counsel and the Department of Justice has a standing policy, which I totally disagree with. It's never been tried in court, so you cannot charge a sitting president.
That gets us to 2020.
Okay, all right, so... So it's not 8 years. Wait. Oh, wait. So it's not 2.5 times as long as you said it was? Okay, minor detail. So thank you for all your bombast.
So he's been sitting on it for 3 years.
Okay, now wait. No, he hasn't. Because when did Cy Vance retire?
Please make more excuses for the prosecutor who has not charged in a timely fashion.
I'm giving you a timeline because the words that you're saying, the times that you're saying are incorrect.
Okay, let's study
back. And I want the audience, if they're going to participate, to have the facts.
Okay, let me give you some freaking facts. If you're going to charge this man, do so in a timely fashion. When you wait till 3 years after you got elected and the guy's running for president, we're in the midst of a presidential cycle, whether you want to admit it or not, we're there now. People are declaring their candidacy. Now it looks political. If you'd have gotten out in front of Trump, like 2 years in, if you'd have gotten around to charging, what, a misdemeanor maybe? Maybe with the felony enhancer? I mean, come on, man. Get out of the way and let the real boys and girls play. I'm waiting for the real indictments. This is the kind of stuff that's going to actually lift up Trump's candidacy. Yeah. It will. Donald Trump will benefit from this news.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You know what? Talk to me at the end of it, Tucker, because that's not going to happen. This is the appetizer to the 4 or 5 course meal we're going to get, baby.
844-967-2789. Andrew from D-Town. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What I've been hearing up and down the aisle for months is nobody, no prosecutor wanted to be first, but all of them wanted to be second because they know the first one is going to be target of all kinds of nasty crud coming out of MAGA.
So would the third. It's not going to diminish just because you went second. If Alvin Bragg, if the DA in Manhattan had simply allowed one of the more serious crimes to be charged first, it's not like he's not going to catch hell for MAGA.
So what's the upside then?
My other point is I just want him to be indicted by anyone because truthfully, I believe no matter where he goes to court, he's not going to get charged. there will be a MAGA sitting on any one of those juries that won't let it be a unanimous decision.
Jury nullification. Like
possible.
OJ did, right? Andrew.
Crudy, thanks for the call, Andrew.
Yeah,
Crudy,
appreciate it.
If it doesn't matter, if whoever's going to bring is going to catch hell anyway, and they're all going to be within a six-month window maybe, you know, then what's the problem, man?
The clock's already running on the 2024 presidential. If we've got to worry.
He's applying for a job.
Yes, but if Ron DeSantis wins, any Republican wins, they're going to turn around and pardon the SOB. You know what? It's going to have a very limited impact, talking about federal charges.
Well, then perhaps the state charge from the Manhattan DA would stick a
little
harder.
How about the state charge from Georgia, man?
Well, sure, but come on,
man. Let
Fannie Willis go first. Listen, and if I may as well, one other thought, 844-967-2789. You talk about bringing a case. The evidence in this case has already led to a conviction of the fixer, of the guy who was Trump's bag man. So these facts are already there. These are already known. I mean, you talk about these other things.
And they have
been under investigation. These are still going on, right? The documents, January 6th, these investigations still go on. So, I mean, this is the closest, easiest, most buttoned up investigation. Why? Because Cohen's already been convicted of the same thing.
So we're going to convict him of a misdemeanor. He gets a slap on the wrist and continues to run for president.
It'll be a felony enhancer, and he'll get more than this. I mean, why would Cohen?
He's not going to prison for paying off a porn star.
Why would Cohen go to prison for paying off a porn star then?
He lied to Congress about it.
What's that nothing to do with it? Seriously, Crudy, are you kidding me? I mean, I know you want to like
that
push
was
my buttons,
specifically
but that's
the charge that Cohen went to prison for. If you look it up. You, Mr. Facts.
All right, man. I'll look it up.
967-2789. Woodrow from Madison. Oh, got to turn on the radio, hey, Woodrow. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I'm calling because I got to say.
Woodrow, I'm going to put you on hold here. You're going to turn down the radio. Turn down the radio, and we're going to give you another crack here. Woodrow, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
Just one time, perfect. What do you got for us?
The reason we have to, you know, go through with this and charge Trump on this one, even though it's not, you know, the big one, is because he's been getting away with these petty crimes his entire life, and at some point you have to say, all right, that's it, draw the line. And I think we both agree that, you know, it's not the one that we want, but a crime is a crime is a crime is a crime, and just because the guy's a big, high-profile person you see on the TV, you know, it doesn't mean you should be, you know, off the hook this easy. And we have a statute of limitations in this country, so who cares if it's been so long? A crime is still a crime. And if you did it, they charge you a...
Right! Right!
Yeah, but I'm not trying to weaponize a mob, Woodrow. When
Oh, so threats work with you then. Come on, Chris.
That's not at all.
A mob should be a crime that we charge him for also.
Right.
How about
right.
More importantly, how about we make the incitement of the mob the chargeable crime? How about we lead with that one?
Maybe that one's coming down the pipe.
Wait, which one? The one from January, the one from January 6th or the one from this weekend? You know, the guy, every time the guy talks, he's breaking the law, Woodrow.
That's what I'm saying. And he's gotten away with it for so long that all of a sudden we say, oh, but that's just a felony. That's just a misdemeanor. Let's just let that one go under the rug. Big freaking deal. And you got to draw the line. You got to say, all right, let's go and get this guy. So
if it does not put him, appreciate your call, sir. If it does not put Donald Trump in jail, it is not worth the charge.
Michael Cohen pleads guilty in Manhattan federal court to 8 counts, including criminal tax evasion and campaign finance violations. DepartmentofJustice.gov website.
How about lying to Congress?
Not
is
in
that
there.
One of them?
No.
Yeah, it was?
No, no.
Yes, it was. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Prove it.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis, a longtime ally of former President Trump, appearing today before a New York grand jury investigating an alleged hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Attorney Bob Costello once represented former fixer Michael Cohen.
When Costello was representing him, he says that
Cohen told him he knew of no criminal activity that former President Trump was involved in any matter. And so Costello is prepared to tell that to the grand jury, and the district attorney's office has asked Cohen to be on standby for possible rebuttal.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Stocks rise on a deal for UBS to buy rival Credit Suisse, which could stabilize the global banking industry, the Dow closing up 383 points. California bracing for a 12th atmospheric river, which could bring heavy rain and snow to parts of the state. The cast of Ted Lasso visited the White House, talking to the president and the first lady about mental illness. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking property owners to keep an eye out for spongy moth eggs this spring. Look for tan lumps about the size of a nickel or a quarter on trees or on buildings. Formerly known as gypsy moths, spongy moths are an invasive species which kill trees by eating all the leaves. The DNR expects an outbreak is likely to continue and that the moths will keep spreading. The National Club Curling Championships wrapped up this weekend in Washington. 24 teams from across the country took part in the games. New York winning first place in the women's competition. Colorado took home the prize for the men. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team are the national champions after defeating Ohio State in Sunday's title game. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. I'm happy because I'm damn near always right, Tom. What do you mean Michael Cohen never pled guilty to lying to Congress? It was the specific charge he pled guilty to.
I'm looking at the site right now. Five charges of tax evasion. Charge number six, making false statements to a federally insured bank. Charge number seven, causing an unlawful corporate contribution. Charge number eight, making excessive campaign contributions.
Dom, are you aware that much like the, you know, perhaps charges, multiple indictments against Donald Trump for multiple jurisdictions, Michael Cohen also specifically pled guilty to lying to Congress? That was a charge that he pled guilty to.
Well, I don't know where he pled guilty to it, Crudy, because it's not on the justice.com website when they lay out the press release of what Michael Cohen pled guilty to.
Well,
man,
let me read the headline from the Washington Post, because apparently you don't feel like I've got credibility. Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about the Moscow project.
What?
Yeah.
What is that? Moscow? What's is that? You're telling me?
I'm aware of individual one's repeated disavowals of commercial and political ties between himself and Russia. His repeated statements that investigation of such ties were politically motivated and without evidence, and that any contact with Russian nationals by individual one's campaign or the Trump organization had been terminated before the Iowa caucus, which was on February 1 of 2016, Cohen told the judge. He specifically lied to Congress, pled guilty, went to jail.
That's not why he went to jail, Crudy, but okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man.
The Cohen plea is likely to further chill relations between the White House and the Justice Department, where Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has been serving for several weeks since the president forced Jeff Sessions out as the post of Attorney General. I don't know what to tell you, man. You don't trust the Washington Post?
I'm literally at the Department of Justice website, man. It's specifically on this charge. Now, perhaps there were other charges. Were there state charges? I don't know. Well, this is from
Cohen made August a surprise appearance Thursday morning before U.S. District Judge Andrew L. Carter Jr., who asked him to enter his plea guilty, Your Honor. Cohen replied. As part of the plea, Cohen said he had lied for the person listed in the court documents as individual one, who Cohen identified in court as Trump.
Cohen pled guilty before U.S. District Judge William Pauley III on August 21st.
You realize there are more multiple jurisdictions. I'm not making this up. Cohen pled guilty in the U.S. District Court for lying to Congress, was sentenced, went to jail.
So, Crudy.
844-967-2789. Both can be true, but he also pled guilty to lying to Congress, which was a charge he was imprisoned for. Stephen from Green Bay, welcome.
Bull crap. Yeah.
Stephen.
Oh, well, I can hear you guys now.
I can hear you. Welcome. Can you hear us? Okay. Can you hear him now?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you now, Crudy, the sweet voice of Crudy coming through my phone. Anyways, I was really prepared to tell them he was wrong. But I'm a little shocked, Crudy, and I have to ask you, with all due respect, are you losing your mind? You're proposing that we just, don't charge this man with a crime?
No, I'm proposing we sequentially allow Fulton County to go first.
To what end?
To the end that you cannot be pardoned on state charges in Fulton County. And there was a clearer, I think, evidentiary trail of the crime. We've heard it in the public purview, Stephen. That's why I would like to see him charged with the greater crime, which is obstruction of justice, the intimidation of election officials. I mean, there's a number of crimes I suspect he will be indicted for in Fulton County, Georgia. I guess I just look at the public's perception of the crime that apparently he's going to be charged with first. And this one comes off as the most political, the one where a Democratic Manhattan DA's, I mean, he was calling Republican election officials in Georgia. They were the ones that recorded it. This is not, doesn't have any appearance of politics other than the fact he's trying to overturn an election. I think it's quite different when you talk about paying off a porn star that you don't want your wife to know you had an affair with, or of course never slept with. That's why you paid her $130,000.
Maybe you paid her $130,000, which is almost 2.5 times the average salary of a person working in the state of Wisconsin, because it was right before an election, and you figured that kind of stuff would go south on you. Maybe that would be a motivation too, or you're concerned about your third wife finding out that you're cheating on her. I mean,
okay, but that's not a crime.
No, it's not, but it is if you're doing it for campaign finance violations.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay. So let's just play devil's advocate on the devil's advocate, and let's assume that this Fulton County, DA takes another 4 or 5 months to get any charges across, and we do as you're
imminent,
proposing.
Imminent, she said, but
New
go
York
ahead.
People, wait. Okay. Well, and the New York people wait until the Fulton County person makes the move.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of what Trump wants anyways is people just to be putting on the brakes and waiting around to actually charge him so he can keep going on with this.
Well, they've done that of their own volition, Stephen. They've done that of their own volition, or Alvin Bragg would have already been in there getting an indictment a year ago when he had the prosecutors in place saying, we've got everything we need to charge this man feloniously. And the fact that he let another year go by, let the guy go declare himself for the presidency, now he's the quote-unquote front runner. And now, I mean, we got everyone from Kevin McCarthy to different Republicans saying, well, of course, this is an attack. I mean, think of it in these terms, Stephen. I know I don't believe it, but if you're a layperson, you're out there and the guy's the front runner for the presidency, and now that he's running, now that he's gaining traction, now that he's beaten DeSantis in the poll, now you charge him with paying off a porn star two election cycles ago? Now it's pertinent? No. It's less defendable. What's that, sir?
They're gonna say it's political, no matter if it's the Fulton County DA, if it's the Manhattan DA. Any charges against Trump are going to be framed as political attacks on Trump by the right.
But when it's about sex with a porn star, it's not going to have the same impact as trying to overturn the election by pressuring Republican campaign officials.
Nobody.
There's a little difference in credibility in the victim, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm starting to question your credibility. This is not a charge about sex with a porn star. Nobody cares if Trump had sex with a porn star. Really? You think this is about sex with a porn star? Tell me, Crudy, you think Alvin Bragg is prosecuting Trump because of about sex with a porn star?
I think half this audience would be gleeful if he did. Really, I think he would.
He's being charged
for paying the porn star not to publicly acknowledge having sex with the presidential candidate during, what, the campaign cycle, maybe when his wife might leave him. I mean, I still think he's got a defendable position in court. It's a personal matter. I'm a rich man. If I want to pay this person to not drag my marriage through the mud?
No, because you're not just a rich man. You're also a candidate for the president of the United States. And once you declare your candidacy, you have certain campaign obligations that you have to abide by. It doesn't matter with two campaigns. So what, man? Time doesn't die on these things. He's not just some individual rich real estate guy who went out one night, had a few drinks, went out and met someone and had some sex, and then cut a corporate check out to keep her quiet to not tell his wife. That's not what's happening here.
I'm not sure that it's much different than that.
It's much
in the perception
than that
of the jury. When it comes time to try this, I'm not sure that this is a slam dunk like you think it is.
I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. I'm not being convinced 100%, although I'm leaning that way, that Alvin Bragg brings that case. But I got to remind everybody, one guy was already convicted, went to jail for it. So the facts are known. And one guy got convicted for campaign finance violation. And apparently, after that conviction, also pled guilty to lying to Congress, that had a sentence of 0 to 6 months. And I don't know what the result of that was because he's already out of jail. But that's not what sent him to jail in the first place.
Collusion with Russia, how quickly you dismiss it. 844-967-2789. The Trump Tower in Moscow with the cherry on top.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Dave from Chi-Town. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
I'm doing good, guys. Crude, I have to say I agree with you a lot, but not this time. I think Dom is right this time. If you got the goods on the guy and you're finally ready to do it, go and do it. I don't think...
It better be a felony, Dave. If you and Dom are right, it better be a felony. Don't charge this man with a misdemeanor.
Well, I believe that he has a felony on him, too. He's got Michael Cohen testifying, and that should help the case out a lot. I think your point about it being too old of a case to charge, I mean, we got the Gene Carroll rape case going on. That was 25 years ago.
Well, that came under a special... prosecution loophole in New York state law, my understanding. If the guy raped a woman in a changing room, that's a violent criminal act. The man should be in jail for rape.
Yes.
Charge that crime.
Yes.
I'm okay. If Alvin Bragg wants to bring that one, bring it.
Crudy, charge all the crimes that are available.
You'll never have the time or energy to convict him on all the crimes. This guy is a criminal enterprise. I mean, you really cannot keep the public's attention. This is about the history.
Yes.
And the history says we as a country need to judge this man and convict this man for the crimes of a coup against our Constitution.
The rest of this crap is just
a distraction from the larger crimes which should be charged in Fulton County. And ultimately, Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are the ones that have me dismayed. It's not Dom. He's just the target of the moment.
Chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right, man. So. Come on, man. This is what I'm saying. This is why we have a Department of Justice. We have these different jurisdictions, man, Dave.
But I hate that whole analogy of walking and chewing gum, man, because I can't do those two things.
it's going to be raining cats and dogs on Donald. So he's the one who's going to have to worry about it, not us.
Yes.
Well,
and, you know, the client, I don't understand you're saying he couldn't bring this. You're mad because he didn't bring this case before. Well, we're also mad at the DOJ for not bringing their case earlier, too.
Sure.
But you also have to remember the climate right after January 6th maybe wasn't as good as it is today to bring these charges.
What's that mean? Either they committed a massive crime, Dave, or they didn't, and I witnessed it. I saw it in real time on January 6th.
Yes.
The greatest time to charge that crime?
Justice is coming.
Well, it moves too damn slow for my taste. I want it now, Daddy.
Well,
look at what they did in Brazil when Bolsonaro was pushing his coup through, and they were breaking.
Where's Bolsonaro right now?
I don't know. He's probably sitting in America trying to fight
extradition. He's in Florida.
That's funny that he's fighting extradition for Florida. Because do you see what Ron DeSantis said today?
What?
He will not fight the extradition of Donald Trump to New York State to meet the crimes alleged against him. Perhaps that'll come down. Let me just a little bit from DeSantis and then back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis served notice today that he won't use his powers to block the extradition of Donald Trump to New York if the former president balks at turning himself in following an expected indictment. Previous reports had indicated that a Manhattan grand jury will hand D.A. Alvin Bragg an indictment 3 years too late. An indictment related to the former president's part in paying hush money to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels, before the 2016 election. You know, two elective cycles ago. Here is
He was president, man. You can't charge a president. I don't like that either, but that's just how it is. You can't complain about it and then recognize it.
Come on, man. I want to give people the DeSantis.
Here's the punchline. Go ahead.
DeSantis took a shot at his GOP rival, telling reporters, "I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over an alleged affair. I can't speak to that." But apparently you can, Don, with some credibility and veracity.
Absolutely.
How much does it cost to pay off a porn star, Dom?
You know, we throw around the numbers like $130,000. I want to reiterate, that's almost 2.5 times the annual salary of an average Wisconsin citizen.
Yeah,
I mean, if a guy came to you and said, "I'll give you 2.5 years worth of salary to keep your mouth shut," that's kind of a big deal. I mean, especially in the middle of an election. Just saying, man.
Convincing you to keep your mouth shut right now would be priceless. Yeah. What's that going to cost me?
$135,000.
Come back, Board Devils Advocates. I promise not to have sex with Dom for $135,000.
Don't make promises you can't keep, baby.
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa now until March 25th. Guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to 4 times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with 6 consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 25. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, high of 38. Cloudy, overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times and highs in the low 40s on Thursday. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
You know, that's a bit of a misnomer. It's our last segment of the day. The fine broadcast, the day continues. Got Native Roots Radio, then our friend Mark Thompson doing the Paul Revere show at 7, and then Rick Smith, the populist talk show host, Rick Smith, 8 to 10. So keep it locked right here, Civic Media. Dom, we heard what DeSantis had to say about Trump. So a little turnabout is fair play. Trump had to return with a little baseless, salacious claim about DeSantis. Let me tell you what the former has posted on the Truthy Social, Dom. Ron DeSanctimonious. I promised I wouldn't do the voice. Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and false stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known. When he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates are underage, or possibly a man. He writes in parentheticals with an exclamation point. Like there's a chance that, you know, there's going to be a cabana boy and
of course, like that matters, you know, two consenting adults engaging in sexual activity. So friggin' what? It just goes to show you how asinine the guy is.
Well, Trump wrote, I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. And then he shared a screenshot, Trump did, of Ron DeSantis allegedly partying with teenage girls when he was a young high school teacher. Ron and like four girls drinking out of Solo cups.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you hear what he's calling him lately? Trump calling DeSantis?
Well, I just heard DeSantis. Groomer.
Ruin those high school
games. Yeah, that's Trump can't stick to one nickname for DeSantis.
I like Meatball Ron.
Which is probably why he's a little frustrated. Obviously, you can tell. Crudy, I want to throw this one out there to Alvin Bragg. Of course, over the weekend, Trump's saying he's going to get indicted tomorrow. We'll see if Trump's a big fat liar if it happens tomorrow or Wednesday. Be more my call, but what do I know? Here's what Alvin Bragg said. Here's what Politico reported. Our law enforcement partners will ensure that any specific or credible threats against the office will be fully investigated and that the proper safeguards are in place so all 1,600 of us have a secure work environment, Bragg wrote, adding the office has been coordinating with the New York Police Department and Office of Court Administration, the administrative arm of the court system in New York. Bragg added, as with all of our investigations, we will continue to apply the law evenly and fairly and speak publicly only when appropriate. In his email, Bragg didn't identify Trump by name, referring only to the public comments surrounding an ongoing investigation by this office.
Well, Dominic, his counsel in this case, the Alvin Bragg, perhaps charges pending against Donald Trump. Well, his attorney is Joe Tacopina.
Joe, what'd Joe say?
Joe appeared on the Kimberly Guilfoyle podcast today, Dom.
Everyone's a freaking podcaster.
Apparently they are. Guilfoyle actually was a former Fox News host, and the ex-president will happily show up in Manhattan, according to Joe Tacopina, if and when DA Alvin Bragg indicts him. Guilfoyle asked Taco Pina, if Trump is indicted, what would he want them to do it virtually, presumably so Trump could participate from Mar-a-Lago? But they're going to fingerprint him virtually, Kimberly? You're a former DA. You know that's not going to happen. Anyways, frowning Taco Pina said the district attorney and prosecutors do what they want at this point. This is an all-out war. And then Taco Pina went on to say, Donald Trump is the toughest human being I've ever met. Really?
Wow.
Looks
really
a little soft to me, but anyways. Donald Trump is not going to ask for anything from them. If they want him at 100 Center Street, the address of the New York County Criminal Court and the New York PD Manhattan Central Booking, Taco Pina told Guilfoyle, he'll be there. Loud and proud, Dom. And there's nobody that's going to make him cower. He's here. He's queer. Get used to it. Loud and proud, Donald Trump.
I'm not clear.
Guilfoyle does not appear to disclose her relationship to either Trump in her video, which is produced to appear as it's a actual news show. I guess she's engaged to Trump Jr., right? Anyways, it's getting interesting. Wait till the charges, the indictments roll down for misdemeanors or otherwise. 844-967-2789. Our pal Gordy. How you doing, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Fantastic. It's springtime in Wisconsin.
Buddy, you getting ready to plant? A little early for planting, isn't it, Gordy? Like May, maybe.
Well, we've got about 30 people out there planting away, and we're filling those greenhouses up as fast as we can.
Well, I always like to come by right around Mama's Day and fill them up with flowers, man. Gordy Kopke from Kopke's Greenhouse. But, Gordy, were you hoping to talk some politics today?
Yes, in keeping with the spirit of March Madness, and I just want to say, Dom, three-pointer, nothing but net.
Oh,
yes, baby.
That'd be the first made shot in history from Dom.
Sit back and drain him, Gordy.
Really, Gordy? Really? Come on. The man's ego doesn't need the stroking. You better really feel this way.
I love your banter, boys, but I'm on Dom's side on this one.
Well, you and Dom can both be wrong today then, Gordy.
Thanks, Gordy.
Maybe
You're
I'll find
a smart man.
Maybe I'll find a better greenhouse to buy my mama's day. I'd never do that. Gordy knows I'm lying. I'm going to Kopke's.
I know we just got a couple minutes here, Curdy, but, you know, I keep hearing, oh, unprecedented, yada, yada. Listen, I mean, the guy's a former president. Great, whatever. You know, he's a POS, and he's got a Secret Service detail. Other than that, and maybe getting some money out of the government for some pension.
And some friends behind the Iron Curtain.
And he's just another citizen, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and yes, he's running for an office. Apparently, he filed some paperwork, and he's going to go out and do the tour.
He's the front runner.
Okay, whatever. But he doesn't have it, you know. And these things are going to drop. So, what I expect to happen is what would happen if it was you or me or Evan or anybody else. When the charge
a virtual booking for Mar-a-Lago?
Not at all, man. If the evidence is there. Because I'm not down for prosecutorial, political persecutions, not at all. I mean, I don't like Donald Trump, but I don't want to see him, you know, persecuted because he's an a-hole. I want him to see him prosecuted because he broke the law. And if it happens this month, next month, the following month, until that man, if God forbid, ever became president, he's just the normal citizen. He's got those same rights as you or I, no more and no less.
Okay, here's the question: you're going to get indicted. The charges have already been dropped. The indictment's there. You're coming in for the fingerprinting and the booking photo. Do you do the time delay? I'm just happy to be alive. Or the full sourpuss glower?
Oh, big smiles. Big smiles.
Like, I meant to be here.
Oh, come on, man. It's going to be like glamour shots. I want to see like a faded side shot of him behind the mugshot.
Do you think they'll make him turn to the left so you can really see where the hairline ends? I look forward to it. That part.
As do I, yes. It will be great. Justice will eventually come.
He won't even have to pay bail. No cash bail! Come back. For more great broadcasting on Civic Media, but not us. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us, too.
Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.